Good morning. Let us read the word of God from the book, the gospel, according to John chapter 21, verse 1 to 17. I'm reading the name of Jesus. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We will go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him saying, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 90 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coal there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they said they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." This is the word of God. This morning, we are going to read and understand this text. Why is it written? Why do we read it this morning? And in the line of our general theme, the power of God's restoration. This is the general theme on which we are fixing our attention while reading this text. The power of God's restoration. But the topic for this morning is entitled as this: Restored to serve God effectively. restored to serve God effectively. There is a power in God's restoration. We cannot serve the Lord if we are not restored by the Lord. We cannot serve him effectively if we are not restored by the Lord. Jesus restored Peter and the disciples so that they may be serving him, able to serve him more effectively. Before the restoration by Jesus, Peter and the other disciples could not serve the Lord effectively. We can ask ourselves, what is restoration? When I check the meaning, different meanings of restoration, I accepted this one. Restoration means to restore. It means to retain someone to a former condition. There is a plan, there is a condition, there is a position in which somebody is. But when he went away, he goes away from this position. He needs restoration to be brought back to that position, to that place. The place that Peter and other disciples were occupying while Jesus was not yet dead was no longer the place in which they were after his resurrection, especially after his death. Although he already appeared twice to the disciples after his resurrection, the disciples didn't get yet their position because they were lost. Psychologically, they were lost, having a Messiah on whom they trust, but who died. They went away from him because now they are scattered. But when he appeared to them, it was a way he would like to restore them, to bring them back to the former plan, former place, former position, so that they may be able to serve him again more effectively. And that is what the story is telling us here. They were called initially by Jesus to be fishers of the men. But this time they lost that track. They went to fish as they used to do before even they met Jesus. Soon Peter told the colleagues, "I'm going to fish. I'm going fishing." And the others said, "Yeah, we are coming with you too." Meaning they come back to their last position as if they were desperate. They didn't recall, they didn't remember what they have been told by Jesus, that they will be fishers of men. So they lost their position. So Jesus, in appearing to them the third time, he wants to restore them, to return them back to the former position, the former plan. We can say it's some kind of plan Jesus had with these disciples, but they lost the plan. They went away, they went back to their former business. So Jesus met them, and they were fishing. Without Jesus, they didn't catch any fish. They were alone. They already forget about Jesus. When they went to the fishing, they went fishing. Overnight, they could not catch even one single fish. Yet they were professional fishermen. They didn't catch any. And we know that people who living on the sea, they know that you can catch fish at night. Overnight, they didn't catch any fish. Jesus appeared to them and said, "Friends, where are the fish you caught? We caught nothing." So Jesus, who was not even professional in fishing, just instructed them again in the morning where they were not supposed to get some fish. "Please turn the net, cast the net on the right side of the boat. You're going to get plenty of fish." They got it. When they obeyed that instruction, an instruction of somebody who never fished, they didn't even notice that it was Jesus. They got plenty of fish. The text is saying, talking about 153 big fish, and they were not even able to hold the net from the sea, so they had to struggle because the net was heavy, plenty full of fish, but despite that, it was not torn as well. restoration here, it comes especially when they notice that it is Jesus who is doing this. And then later in the text, after the breakfast, they had breakfast with Jesus, eating part of the fish, and Jesus Christ breaking the bread as he used to do with them. Their mind, they start figuring out that this is the Lord, this is Jesus. And then to help Peter recognize the goal for which he was called by Jesus, Jesus talked to Peter. Peter, do you love me? Peter said, he already knew that this is the Lord. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then he gave him the commission. When he calls him, do you love me? He wants him to recommit, to re-engage in the love, in his former love. Yes, you know that I love you. This is a process of restoration. Restoration. He has to acknowledge that he needs to love the Lord. Instead of going for his business without the Lord, he should recognize that I need you, Lord. I love the Lord. Then Jesus recommissioned him. He gave him again the engagement, the task, the mission he entrusted to him earlier. Feed my lambs. After he has loved the Lord, then he has been given the power to the commission to feed the Lord's lamb. Meaning, Peter could not feed the Lord's lamb if he doesn't love the Lord. The first thing he should know is to love the Lord, because from the Lord he will get the power to feed the lambs. For the second time, he asked him, Peter, do you love me? Because Peter was in other business. Do you love me? Peter, yes, you know that I love you. The third time, do you love me? I think Peter was embarrassed the third time, because he said, why is he insisting? What is happening? He knew, he recalled what happened when he denied the Lord during his sufferings. He denied him. He said, is it the reason why he's asking me for the third time? As I denied him three times. And again, it was in front of the fire, as they were in front of the fire which they used to cook their breakfast. Peter was embarrassed. But what is interesting here is to work on the process of restoration, Peter's restoration. Peter needs to love the Lord than all what he started doing now, so that he can be able to tend the flocks of the Lord. He has been given again this commission: feed my lambs, take care of my lambs, and feed my sheep, and feed my sheep. You know, for the shepherd, they can understand what is the meaning of feeding the sheep. It is the shepherd who has to identify where he can have the grass that the sheep can eat. Without that, the sheep will go hungry. It is more than that, because the shepherd can also identify the broken leg of one sheep, and he will take care of that one. He should not neglect any aspect of the life of these sheep. And also he has to feed them, to know and to go and look for a sheep which went away. He has to care for that and go and look and find that sheep, bring it back to the other sheep. This is a big responsibility for the shepherd. And this is what Peter is given. But the question is that without love, if he doesn't love the master of the sheep, he may not be able or willing to to take care of the sheep, to feed them, and to treat even the sheep which is broken. This is a metaphor in which we can ask, what is the sheep? Is Peter called to take care of the sheep? Here, this metaphor biblically means the church, the believers, the people who believe in Jesus. The church, Peter has the responsibility to bring back, to come back and bring people to the Lord, to spread the good news to the Lord. But he cannot do it if he doesn't love the Lord, because it is the love to Jesus that will be reflected to the love of all those people who comes to Jesus and who needs to come to Jesus. This needs a compassionate love, to have the compassion to bring people from sin to Jesus. This is the responsibility Peter has been given while being restored, being recommissioned, and being also, if he recommit to the Lord, then he will be recommissioned to do this work. This is, without love, Peter cannot do it. And if we read the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 14, if we read also through verse 37 to 38, up to 47, we will find out, after Peter have been restored, he went to do the work as Jesus commissioned him. He went boldly with other disciples to preach boldly the gospel, the good news of Jesus' resurrection, even in a place he was not supposed to preach there without being stoned. He did it. He went to the Jews, starts speaking to them. The one whom you crucified is alive, and then you need to repent. He starts the work. And Peter, many people were converted. They trusted in this news, and they followed Jesus. Even the Jews who denied him earlier, after the restoration, Peter was able to work effectively. He was able to work effectively, and then people came to Jesus until he was able to found the first church, the first Christians, and he lived the word, take care, feed, and so on. If you read in the same chapter, chapter 2, you will see how the first church lived. There were some people who are in need, and people were taking care of their needs. People who are in sin, people were brought to Christ. This is the work that Peter did. And we can say that it is thanks to Peter and other disciples that now, today, we can talk about the gospel. We can stand as disciples of Jesus Christ, because they went, now they got back their position and they were recommissioned, and they do this depending on the Lord's power. Meaning restoration is to be dependent on the Lord's power, to love the Lord and to depend on his power to do his work, so that we can work effectively. Without depending on the Lord, we cannot work effectively. What can we learn this morning from this text? You know, we are all called by Jesus. That time it was Peter. Today it is you. Today it is me. Whoever believed in Jesus Christ, take up this responsibility. We have to feed the people, the believers. We have to take care. We have to provide for the word of God to these believers. But make sure, we cannot do it if we do not love the Lord. We cannot do it if we do not depend on his power. Because when we don't depend on his power, we might be tempted to go for our personal business and forget about taking care of the believers, of the people of God. there are some people who are crying out because they don't know the Lord. It is our responsibility to come and bring them to the Lord. There are some people who are in churches, but with weakness, they fall. They are falling all the time. Instead of being alone to take care of them, we need the power of God to restore these people, to bring them back to the normal life, Christian life. Instead of throwing them away from the grace, we need to call for them and help them and take care of them so that they can also be strong. And this needs restoration from our part. We need to be restored ourselves. Restored, we need to love the Lord and know that we are doing this for the Lord. We cannot manage effectively if we don't depend on the Lord's power. Otherwise, humanly speaking, we can say, no, it's too much. It's too much and we abandon them. We have to take care of all these people. Like the shepherd will take care of the broken leg of a sheep, of a lamb, we will do also it for the broken people, the people who are astray. There are also some people who have even much physical needs, material needs. You cannot say, yes, you go and the Lord loves you, that's all. God will take care of you. God will use you because he commissioned you and me to do and to attend to that person. What do we do? The word, sometimes we need concrete actions to put our faith in actions to attend to these people. We don't have to send them away. We need God's power again for knowing what we need to do for people. I can understand when I see some people coming back to us here. It is not because they like Congo. There are some people, in the name of the Lord, they find out they come and assist the health of these people in Congo. I assume that these visitors came here for a purpose, not because they love Congo, but because they feel that they have a mission. In a risky place like this, I cannot enjoy coming here in Goma if I were living somewhere else and come in Goma, only come and see Goma. I think if it is not for the Lord's love, people cannot come in Goma. When I go out, I feel like staying there. I said, there is peace. You don't have to fear. But people are coming in. Do they love this? But it is for the love they have for the Lord, which reflected in the love they have to us, and they come to help us in what we cannot do. Physically, this cannot be done without restoration. Telling you the truth, it cannot be done without being restored. At the end, I would like to know that the mission in which we are needs to be cling to the Lord, to be restored, not to go for our private business only. It doesn't mean that you cannot do your private business, but do it knowing that it is thanks to the Lord that you do what you are doing. And also when you serve the Lord, you can serve the Lord effectively if you really cling on the Lord, being accepted to be restored by the Lord, being obedient to the Lord, to what he's telling you, and then you will do the work more effectively. May the Lord bless his word.